Steve Willis from Sound Live Sportsnet. How you doing, Steve?
Doing great, Dick. Just got off the air a few minutes ago, and doubleheader up here tonight at Edmonds Stadium.
Beautiful. We're running out of time, so give us the Cliff Notes version of Lynnwood, Shorewood, and Montlake Terrace, Edmonds, Woodway.
Yeah, well, the Cliff Notes version, two blowouts tonight. Lynnwood defeating Shorewood 52-6. Lynnwood going 3-0 on the season for the first time since, I think it's 1995. So a great win for the Royals. Looking good this year. Alton Hammond, the quarterback, he had his 18th birthday today. Two more rushing touchdowns for him, so he's got 8 on the year. He's thrown for 5 touchdown passes. He was all Wesco last year and looked every bit the part tonight. So a great win for Lynnwood. And then Edmonds Woodway blowing out Metlake Terrace in what was a little bit of a surprise. 42-3 final. 6 different players scoring for the Warriors tonight. They struggled badly on offense last week. I think ended up with 15 yards of total offense against Woodinville. Interception return for a touchdown. 2 botched Metlake Terrace punts, putting Edmonds Woodway within the 10-yard line, and they punched both of those in. Had another interception return to the 20 that they punched in. So they didn't get a ton of yardage for a team with 42 points, but nonetheless, they win by 39.
Beautiful. Thanks, ma'am. Thanks for the update.
Talk to you next week.
You bet. Steve Willits from SoundLiveSports.com.